In the name of Jesus Christ, whose wounds have paid our ransom, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, who blesses you with a good Father's Day this weekend and blesses us each and every day. So what's the Father's job? Well, tonight, God's Word tells us the Father's job is to plant the seed. There was a young lady who went off to college. And as she went off to college, she said, "Mom, would you take care of my plants and my goldfish?" And Mom says, "Sure, I'll take care of them for you." Well, Mom didn't have a green thumb. And it wasn't but just a couple of weeks, and the plants all died. So Mom had to call the daughter and say, "I'm really sorry to tell you, but all your plants are dead." "Oh, Mom!" Well, another week went by, and you know what happened. The goldfish died. And the mom had to call her again. And this time, Mom had to say, "I am so sorry, but your goldfish has died as well." And the daughter thought for a moment, and she said hesitantly, "How's Dad?" I ask you that because on Father's Day, that's a good question. How's Dad? How's Dad? Who takes care of Dad? You know, if it wasn't but for the grace of God, all plants would die, all goldfish would die, and what about dads? You know, dads always take care of us, don't they? We don't worry about us taking care of dads, but God does. And God takes care of dads just like He takes care of all things. And that's what the scriptures are all about tonight. The scriptures are all about seeds and dads. Seeds and dads, and how God takes care of both of them. Now, it may sound strange, but farmers don't grow crops. And gardeners don't grow flowers or vegetables. They plant the seeds, they get the ground ready, they fertilize, they water, they pull the weeds, they do all those things, but they don't grow the plants. All they do is plant the seeds. Fathers don't have the faith that their children are going to get. Fathers plant the seed. Fathers need to plant the seed into their children, into their families, into their communities, and so on, and it's God who gives the growth. It's a good thing because a farmer can't make a seed grow. As the scriptures say, and as Jesus tells us in that parable, he says, "The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is like a man scattering seed on the ground, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though the farmer doesn't know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head." God gives the growth. God makes the seeds grow. God is the one who works in our lives, and praise God for that. God is the one who gives the growth, whether it's seeds or whether it's dads, or moms, or daughters, or sons, or brothers, or sisters, or whoever it might be. The seed that God speaks so often about, this parable is one of three that Jesus uses, and how interesting it is, in all three parables, he talks about the seed. Well, the seed is the Word of God, as you know, and the Word of God is planted in many different ways. That God calls fathers to plant those seeds. In fact, he gives fathers the very first responsibility for doing that. That fathers are the ones that God has first called to plant those seeds. Fathers are to plant those seeds in his family. To help his children to know about Jesus Christ. Through his words, through his actions, through all that he does, a father has the joy and the privilege of planting the seed, of helping that seed to begin in the hearts and the ears and the minds and the lives of his children. Fathers and mothers What a joyous and a blessed thing that is. But God gives fathers that main responsibility. Deuteronomy chapter 6. These commandments I give you this day are to be upon your hearts. Fathers, impress them upon your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. In other words, always be talking about this word of God. Always be talking about Jesus and his love for you. Deuteronomy 6, how interesting it is that Paul picks it up in Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, Paul will also write, fathers, don't exasperate, frustrate. Fathers, don't frustrate your children. Instead, bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Help them to know Jesus as they grow in their lives together. What a privilege it is for godly fathers to share that message with their children. As Martin Luther helps us out in Luther's Small Catechism, you know, it has the six chief parts, and at the beginning of each of the six chief parts, Martin Luther wants us to understand, as the head of the family is to teach his children in a simple way. Now, granted, the head of the family isn't always a father. Sometimes moms have to step in. Sometimes older brothers and sisters have to step in. Sometimes aunts and uncles or grandmas or grandpas have to step in. Okay. So they're the heads of the family. That's all right. As the head of the family shares this simple message of God's commands, his love, and his care, as they share that with their families. How significant it is that God grows seeds. God grows the faith that is planted into hearts, whether or not dads sleep or get up, whether moms sleep or get up, whether we have fantastic vacation Bible school, like we did this last week, whether we have fantastic children's sermons, like we try so hard to have here, whether we have fantastic worship services, you know, God grows the seed. God grows the seed whether we sleep or whether we're awake. God does it. But he also helps us to understand that it's very significant that he calls fathers to be the leaders in the family. Statistics say all kinds of things, but always very interesting to me is that as they do these studies, they show that when both mom and dad are active in the church and are planting the seed and are growing in the faith and have this, there's a 72% chance that the children will continue on. When dads are the only ones, all right, it drops down, yeah, to a 55%. But when only mom and not dad is doing it, statistics show there's a very low percentage. Wow, how important dads are. How important we have that privilege of godly fathers, godly dads and fathers, as they share that message of Jesus Christ with their children. How blessed we are to have godly mothers and grandmothers, and others who share that message as well. How significant it is that they come and help that seed that was planted, whether it's the time of baptism, that seed that was planted as the child is growing in the womb and mom sings those beautiful songs to the child inside of the womb and daddy speaks to the little baby inside of the womb and there's God's word being called into their hearts during that time as moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, family members share Jesus. To share Jesus with those children and help them to know. Oh, how beautiful it is when moms and dads teach their children to pray. Whether it's bedtime, whether it's mealtime, whether it's as they're driving in the car, whether it's coming to church together, whatever it might be, what a blessing as God works to grow that seed through this teaching of the children of prayer, of shaping their lives. That way, as the children grow, they pray on their own. And that seed grows whether mom and dad sleep or get up. Whether the farmer sleeps or is awake, the seed sprouts and continues to grow. You see, God is the one that gives the growth. The Apostle Paul kind of uses that same image as he talks about, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. We're the family of God. We're the family of God here at Holy Cross. We're the family of God, brothers and sisters in Christ. And we share that. We one plants and another waters, and God gives the growth. What a privilege we have with our school, with our Sunday school, with Vacation Bible School, with the youth group, with all the different activities that we have to work together to help that faith seed to continue to grow. And that all, no matter what their ages are, continue to help out and to help to share Jesus Christ with them. Yes, the kingdom of heaven grows whether we sleep or whether we are awake. And the scriptures speak to us about that great blessing that happens. Isaiah, the prophet, will write and will tell us that as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, here's the promise, so is my word. So is God's word that comes forth from his mouth. It will not return to him empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. God gives the growth, and he does it as our children come, as we come, as we've done already, confessing our sins and receiving the forgiveness, hearing God's message through his word, hearing it through the beautiful songs that we have, coming in just a little bit for communion. I know it's tough, Mom and Dad, when you got the little ones. I know it's a real challenge sometimes that they're not paying attention, and maybe you say, I don't get too much out of that sermon. But it sure is marvelous to have those children here, to help them to know and for help them to grow in that understanding that here's a place where we gather to hear God's message. Love to hear children in church. Love to know that the children are here. Love to have moms and dads that know the importance of that and will be dedicated to continue to bring them and to invite others to come as well. For you see, the seed grows whether we sleep or we're awake. God gives the growth, especially as we continue in that word. Jesus tells this, and then he talks about that at the harvest time. How interesting it is as he talks about the seed growing. We're still growing, and the harvest time hasn't come yet, the harvest time being Judgment Day when that's there. But then at the harvest time, that's when the sickle is placed to it, and those who have the grain go eternally with Jesus into heaven, but the weeds are cast into hell. Oh, how significant it is that we continue to plant the seed. God gives the growth. God gives the growth. He calls us to plant the seed. Fathers to our families, but each and every one of us to plant the seed in our neighborhood and in our community and to continue to plant that seed and then to invite them to come so that it can be watered and fed and grown. May God continue to grow you and the seed that is in you. And as we have opportunity, for us to share that seed as well. In the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, amen. May the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds centered in Christ Jesus as we grow in our faith, as God gives the growth. Amen.